Mishnah Daf Nun Hayam Abay says that if Nafla Lagina Meshalemes Mashanenes, that if the animal falls in Ba'ones into the Gina, and the Bailam don't have to pay the full Nezek, they only pay Mashanenes. What does that mean? So if the animal eats, let's say, from the Tvua in the Gina, but it's expensive Tvua, so the Hezek is much greater than what the Bailam need. So the halacha is, since the nefila was ba'ones, the Bailam only have to pay mashenenes, the amount that they would have given to the behemoth to eat, the value of the tzvua that they would have given the behemoth to eat. But they don't have to pay mashizik, they don't have to pay the full nezik that the animal caused. So the Gemara quotes Rav, who says that this halacha, mishalemes mashenenes, applies not only if ochla, if the animal actually ate from the tzvua in the gina, but even if nechbita, the animal fell onto the tavua in the gina, and as a result of that was protected by from its fall. So also the bailim have to pay, but they don't have to pay mashi yizika. There's a chiv to pay something, but not the full amount. There's this middle of the road payment. They pay mashi nenes, but not mashi yizika. So if ochle, if the animal ate, so then I understand that there's a havamin, you should have to pay mashizika, but at least mashanenes. If the animal ate, the vada, you should pay mashanenes. What's the shaila? So the question is, nechbeta, why should nechbeta be any different? I can understand, since it was nefila ba'onis, no chiyuv to pay mashizika, but why not mashanenes? So that's what the Gemara says here on Daftan Chesam Midalev. Lo mi baya ochla de mashanenes mashanenes, aval nechbeta ema mavriacharimi nechsechaverahu, mashanenes navila mashalem ka mashmalam. But I would think that if nechbeta, if the animal is protected by the tefuah and the gina, then you shouldn't have to pay anything. By ochla, you have to pay mashenenes. You have a minimal payment to make. But by nechbeta, I would think you don't have to pay anything. He's dacha mavriach harimi nechsechavera. Just like someone who chases a lion away from the chosim of his friend, he saves his friend from the loss. The lion was going to eat his sheep. So this person's mavriach harimi nechsechavera. He chases the lion away. The halacha is that you potter milashalim, that you don't have to pay that individual. There's no chiyuv l'shalim. You would have imagined that, well, he's mahanehim, he's giving him a hanah, that his nechosim are not going to be nifsad, so you'd have to chayav to pay. Comes the Gemara and says, no, maviach harim nechsechaver is potter milashalim. So zok the Gemara, I think that nechbeta is doch the zel bazach. It's the same thing. It's only maviach harim nechsechaver. The tvua of the balagina is a mavriach harimi nechsechaver, prevented the hefsid of the behemoth. Right? The behemoth would have gotten injured, it falls into the gina, now the tvua protects him, so he's mavriach harimi nechsechaver. So I think that you don't even have to pay mashenenes, you'd have potem l'shalim, just like the person who chases away the lion, there's no chiyuv for the balamaman to pay him. I would think that by nechbeta there's no chiyuv to pay. Kamashmalan, there is a chiyuv. Not mashizika, but at least mashenenes. Since the nefila was ba'onis, there's no chiyuv to pay mashizika, but there's still a chiyuv to pay mashenenes. So, in fact, the Gemara ve'ema hachinami, maybe taka, it's true. Maybe by nechbeta there is no chiyuv to pay bechlal. Maybe you shouldn't have to pay mashenenes. So, the Gemara then, maviach harim nechsechavero midaitohu. Hai lav midaito. Maviach harim nechsechavero. The person who chases away the lion is doing it midaito. He's making a choice. He's making a decision to be mavriach harim nechsechaver. But here, the bala tvua, the bala gina, he's not choosing anything. The behemoth fell into his gina. So, willy-nilly, whether he likes it or not, his tvua is being nizok, and it's saving the animal. But he's not choosing to be mavriach harim nechsechaver. So the rule of mavriach harim nechsechaver, the patam l'shalim, doesn't apply in this case, says the gina. That's one lashon. Inami maviach harim nechsechaver less lipseida hai is lipseida. The other way to look at it is that maviach harim nechsechavero, there's no pseida. He's chasing away the lion, but he's not being mafsid. The matzil is not being mafsid anything. He's doing it of his own volition. He's helping the nitzal. He's helping the individual chasing away the lion, but he's not mafsid anything in the process. So that's why you potter milashalim. But here, Zokta Gemara, the balagina is mafsi. He's mafsi is tefuah. The animal landed on the tefuah. The animal was saved. The tefuah was nizok. So here, since there is a hefsid, so therefore, maviach harim nechsechaver doesn't apply. That's why there's a chiyuv l'shalim. Not mashi yizika, but mashi nenes. There is a chiyuv. That's the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara distinguishes between maviach harim nechsechaver in the case of nechbeta. And the Gemara gives two different reasons as to why there should be a difference. That either Mavriach Reminechs Chavero is Midaita, and this is Shalom Midaita, or Mavriach Reminechs Chavero, less Leipseda, and here is Leipseda. It seems from the Gemara that there are two different Lashonas, two different Yesodos here that the Gemara is sharing with us. Okay, let's chart it out on the board, because we're gonna purple back and forth with these two Lashonas. Lishna Aleph is one. What's called a Mavriach Hari Minech Sechavero? What's not? Mavriach Hari Potom Elishalem. Right? And then there's the case that's Lo Choshev Ke Mavriach Hari Chayv Lishalem. What's the difference? So it comes to Lishna Kam and says what? Mavriach Hari is Midaito. Midaito, if the Mavriach, if the Matzil is doing it Midaito, so then the Nitzel doesn't have to pay. The Nitzel doesn't have to pay. But if it's Shalom Midaito, that's not Mavriach Hari, and then the Nitzel will have to pay. That's one Lashon of the Gemara. Lishna Basra, second Lashon of the Gemara, is what? Mavriach Hari Minech Sechavera, when are you potter L'shalem? Help me? Less Leipseda. Less Leipseda to whom? Let's get this clear, because we'll see when we look at Tosfos, it's important to know the people we're talking about. Less Leipseda to whom? To the Mavriach. Right? The Mavriach is not losing anything. Not losing anything. He chases away the line, he's not losing anything. So then there's no chiyuv to pay the Mavriach for the protection. When's it not a Mavriach Hari? If it's Leipseda, if the Mavriach is losing something, right? There's some kind of nezek to the mavriach. So then he's not a mavriach hari. He's not viewed like a mavriach hari. Ba'alma, and if it was chayav l'shalom. By naflo legina, what's the situation? It's not a mavriach hari. Why? Because naflo legina is both what shalomi daito and isle pseida. Right? The balakarka is saving the behema shalom idaita. He's not making a choice. Is that his karka, saving the behema? And it's islep seda. He's losing. His tfu is getting nisok. Says Hakta Gemara, that's not a mavriach hari ba'alma. It's a chiyav l'shalem. Masha hizika, no, because it's an afila ba'onis. Masha nenes, this still is a chiyav l'shalem. Okay, adkan. Questions? Before we get started, you gotta get the basics. Let's get the basics, then we'll start to look at tesis. Okay, comes Taisus and he asks the following question. Taisus set up the sugi exactly the way that we set it up. There are two Lashonas. Two Lashonas is saying two different things. And comes Taisus and he asks the following question. V'im tomar v'arei parei chovo v'chashvin olim av'yachari b'reish ein ben hamuder afagav v'yislip seda. Says Taisus, the Gemara here is setting forth Yesodos, right? It's saying Mavriach Hari according to Lishna Kama only applies if it's Midaita. Mavriach Hari according to Lishna Basra only applies if it's less Leipseda. So now let's look through Shas and see if that's really true, if these principles really hold out. So comes Taiz and says it doesn't hold out. The Gemara Nedarim says that Perea Chovo is called a Mavriach Hari. What does that mean? Why is Perea Chovo Mavriach Hari? What's the context of the Gemara Nedarim? We've seen this Mishnah, this Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel. We haven't seen this part of the Gemara, but we've seen this Mishnah. Hamuder ana mechavero shokalo eshiklo porelo eschovo machselo es avidasa. The Mishnah says muder hana mechavero. Right? Let's say Reuven takes a nether. He's not gonna give any hana to Shimon. Right? So Shimon is the muder hana. Shimon's not allowed to derive benefit from Reuven. Reuven is the madir. He's the one who took the nether to aser Shimon on him. So Zok the Mishnah, Shokalo Eshiklo, he can give the Machzah Shekel on his behalf. Who can give on whose behalf? The Madir, right? Reuven. Shimon is not allowed to derive any benefit from Shimon, from Reuven, so Reuven's allowed to give a Machzah Shekel on behalf of Shimon. Apparently that's not called giving a benefit. Right? Shimon is not deriving any benefit from Reuven when he gives a Machzah Shekel. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Parela Eschovo, that Reuven's allowed to be Parela Eschovo Shel Shimon. We don't look at it as though Shimon is deriving any benefit from moving. And he can be machzer his aveda as well. He's not benefiting. So Dr. Gemara, Alma, Avruche Ariba Alma Hu Vishari. You see from this that it's just a mavriach ari minich sechaver. Which case is he talking about? Fundamentally, he's talking about perechova, but shokolo is shiklo as well. The Ran explains. Avruchi ari ba'alma hu v'shari. Ashokolo shiklo upareh lo chovo koi. V'lohochi shari v'shim v'lav midi yohivle. Elishim esale kamilve me'olav. The Ran explains that he's not doing anything for him. He's not being mehana. He's just a mavriach ari. He's mesalek the milve, or mesalek the malve, whatever. He's mesalek the balchov. Mesalek the balchov from him. That's not called being mahana. That's just a mavriach ari ba'alma. So that's why it's muta. The mother can be pareach ovo for the mudra ana, because he's not being mahana. Not being mahana. So Shrek Taisus, how can parelo eschovo be considered mavriach ari ba'alma? The Gemara Nedarim says it's just a mavriach ari ba'alma. Islip Seda. The pareach eschovo is being mafsid by being pareach the chov. So who's this akasha against? Define this kasha for me. Who's this kasha against? This kasha. Define it precisely. The Lishna Basu, exactly. According to the Lishna Kama, there's no problem. Parelo is chovo, since he's doing it midaito, that is a mavriach ari. Problem is, according to the Lishna Basu, midaito doesn't help you. If it's like say that's not a mavriach ari, so Tais is really asking on the Lishna Basu. He doesn't tell you, he doesn't fill you in, but that's his kasha. Right? It's not a kasha on the Lishna Kam, it's a kasha on the Lishna Basa. Lishna Basa says that it's a Mavriach Ari, it's called a Mavriach Ari Minich Sechaver, only if less Leib Seder. But here is this Leib Seder. How can Pareach Ovo be considered Mavriach Ari? V'yashloma says, Tais is the Hochi Perusho. Pshat no Gemar is not what you think. It's not what you think. You got it a little bit wrong. Mavriach Ari Minich Sechaver Midaito. The Kevin the Midaito, Afilu Islip Seder, Kemo Pareach Ovo, Choshiv Mavriach Ari. But hi shalom idaita. Mavriach ari minich sechavero is midaita. Right? When it's midaita, that's a mavriach ari minich sechavero, even if it's lipseida. Like pareachova, that's the Lishna Kama, that wasn't shver anyway, right? Even if it's, according to Lishna Kama, even if it's lipseida, as long as it's midaita, that's called a mavriach ari, and there's no chiyuv to be mishalim. As opposed to here, by nafla legina, here it's shalom idaitos. That's why it's not a mavriach ari. Inami mavriach ari minich sechaver afilu kshenu midaito el chaveru machricho lehavriach ari meedro lesleip seida lemavriach. Hi is leip seida. That's the Lishna Basa. Lishna Basa says that he's called a mavriach ari as long as lesleip seida, even if it is midaito. The kevan the ikatarti shalom idaito the islep seida lochoshev mavriach ari. Here in the Gemara of Nafla Lagina, since islep tarti, you have both elements, both the element of shalom idaito and the element of islep seida. It's not a mavriach ari, and that's why you chayev l'shalem. Aval midaito afilu islep seida, o shalom idaito v'les lep seida choshev mavriach ari ve'enosin lo afilu schara. Says Toises, the yisod of Nafla Legina is that here you have both. You have both that it's Islep Seda and it's Shalom Idaita. But if you have if you're missing either or, right, if it's either Midaita or if it's less Leip Seda, that is a Mavriach Ari, and you'll be Potem in L'Shalem. What did Toises just do? Tosis in his kasha thought that the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra are sitting by themselves. They're two totally separate principles, and the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra argue with each other. Comes Tosis in the Torah and says they're not arguing with each other. They're really working together. They're working in tandem. They're really, what you have to do is add to the chart. When is someone called a Mavriach Ari? When is he not called a Mavriach Ari? So says Tosis, what the Gemara is saying is that you call a Mavriach Ari if it's either Midaito or if it's less like Seder. Don't look at the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basa separately. But rather, it's either if it's Midaito or less Leib Seida. When are you not a Mavriach Ari? That's if both it's Shalom Midaito and is Leib Seida. Right? These are not two different Lishanas going to tell us. It's really one answer. Just two parts to the answer. Two parts to the answer of the Gemara. So that can explain Pareach Ovo. Taka Perechov was a situation where it's midaita. It's this lipseda. No, even the Gemara wasn't assuming that there's this lishna baster floating around. If it's lipseda, it's not a mavriachari. No, the Gemara said that if it's midaita, it's gonna be mavriachari, even if it's lipseda, because the two lashonos are working together. So as long as it's midaita or it's less lipseda, it'll be a mavriachari and you'll be part of milashalim. It's only if you're missing both. It's only if it's both shalom midaita and is lipseda, then it's not a mavriachari, and then you'll be chayav l'shalim. Okay, that's Tosis's answer. Questions? Okay. So now that Tosis sets up the Gemara, gives us a havana. In the sugya, this is his perception. We'll see. Some of the other Rishonim don't learn like Tosfos in the Gemara, but this is Tosfos. Maybe more than just Tosfos. Now Tosfos is a more involved kasha. V'im toimar the besof asocher sapolim omar d'shamachinam shaylo lekadim b'ramu maklus v'lo kidem chayev. Keep on coming back to this Gemara. This is like the Ikka Gemara in Shomer. So much in that Gemara. The Gemara says that a Shomer is chayv to be makd and berom of a maklus. If there's an ari attacking the herd, so the shomer has to be makd and berom of a maklus. Get helpers, right? Hire other people to help him and get weapons to protect. So shamachinam, who could have been makd and berom of a maklus, v'lo kidem is chayv. The mefarish in the Gemara says shamachinam b'chinam. Shamachinam doesn't have to hire. Take it back. He doesn't have to hire people. He doesn't have to pay money for the weapons. But if he can get, you know, if there's a gemach, if there's a weapon gemach, yeah, and he can get helpers for free. So then he has to do so. Shamachinam b'chinam v'shamasocha b'schar. We said we said on Sunday that's one of the extra chiyuvim of a shamasocha. We discussed is a socher similar to a shamasocha regarding this chiyuv as well. But the shamasocha does have to be makd and berom of machlus if it's time. Who masik, and the Gemara concludes the chosav enotel mi balabayis. The Gemara says that the shamasocha has to be makd and berom of machlus b'schar, but then he gets the money from the balabayis. So what's the balabayis gaining? He's going to have to pay anyway. The Gemara says no. The balabayis is gaining because he wants his animals. He's trained the animals, so he doesn't want to have to buy new. And it's a tircha to buy new, so there is a gain. There is a gain. But that's the chiv. The chiv is that both the shamachinim and shamasachar have to be makd and berom of maklus. But the difference is shamachinim b'chinam shamasachar b'schach. Mashma the shamachinim lo mechayav lekadim b'schach. Shamachinim doesn't have to be makd and b'schach. Aval koshkim im kodem b'schach the shaper over. But if he's makd and the shamachinim is makd and b'schach of his own volition, he can't get the money back from the balabayas because there's no chiv. Right? He had no. I'm sorry. Take it back. The shamachinim has no chiv to be makd and b'schach. But if he is makd and b'schach, that's great. It's a wonderful thing to do, right? If the shamasocha can get the schar back from the balabais, the shamachinim certainly can get the schar back from the balabais, right? Shamachinim doesn't have to be makd and b'schar. He has no chiyav to do it. He has a chiyav to be makd and berom of maklus, but b'chinam, not b'schar. But if he did it b'schar vada, right? He's a tzaddik, right? He did the right thing. Koshkinim kodem b'schar the shaper of avinosim l'mashaotzi. Of course we're going to pay. Of course we're going to pay. Says Tosfos. That's the first Tanakh of Tosfos, right? That Shamachinam Shekidem Bischar. He has no chiyuv to do so, but if of his own volition he was marked in Bischar, of course we're going to pay. Mistaber says Tosfos, the Hu Hadin Inish Da Alma She'eno Shomer. It's Mistaber, not just a Shomer, but anyone. Anyone is no worse than a Shamachinam. Shamachinam doesn't have to be marked in Barom of Makles Bischar, but yet if he does so, we're going to pay him. So we're going to pay the Shamachinam. We should pay anyone for doing that. The Gam Schar Atzmo. No tell. Not only is he going to get the schar of the Roman and the Maklis, he's going to get his own schar. Right? He's going to get his own schar. He should be paid for his efforts. Thanks for lechalik bin roa atzmo shemutel olav lehisasek velishmar leinish dama. There's no svara to be mechalik between the shomer who's mechuyev to be shomer and inish dama and some bar beirav in the street who's not mechuyev to be shomer. That Tosfos. Tosfos knows. Tosfos feels that you're going to say, "No, there's a chiluk." He said, "There is no chiluk." Right? He entertains the possibility of such a chiluk, and he rejects it out of hand. So says Tosfos that Gemara is a kasha against what we said. We said that as long as the person is mavriachari midaito, then he's a mavriachari and you put him in the shalem. Even if it's lepseidam, as long as it's midaito, it's a mavriachari. You put him in the shalem. The case above Metzi is clear that it is midaito. A person's maviyah chari midaito, and nevertheless, he's notoschara. Notoschara. And don't tell me it's only a shomer. Inish da'ama should be the same, even a stam person. See, if you only would say, if you'd say it only applies to shomers, then there's no kasha. A shomer has a special connection to the pikadon. He has a chi of klapi the bailim. So, okay, I can understand that that if he's makdim, even if the shomachim is makdim b'schar, maybe he can get his schar. But Inish Da'alma, since he doesn't have a relationship with the Bailim, with the Pikado, so maybe he's different, but Taizah says that's not true. Inish Da'alma should have the same din. It's a chapel again, so we just said. We just said that anytime it's Midaito, it's called a Mavriach Harini, Potem Elishalim, even if it's Leib Seda. The Rabbah Matzir, you see, Nitazai. That's his kasha. And Taizah strengthens the kasha from other Gemaras as well. Let's say there's a flood, and it's flooding his chamor and the chamor of the friend. He leaves his own chamor, lets the chamor die, and he saves the chamor of his friend. So zok the gemara, ein lo el aschara. He can't demand the payment of his chamor from the friend, but he can get his schar, the schar for Hatzala, for saving the chamar of his friend. He gets the schar. Ein lo el aschara, uscharo mi ashoko. He does get his schar. V'lo arminan mavriachari ba'almahu. We don't say he's a mavriachari. Why is he not a mavriachari? He's doing it midaitos. If you tell me anytime he does it midaitos, he's called a mavriachari nepotem l'shalim. So there also, he should be potem l'shalim. The chaver shouldn't have to pay him. Because even though he did save him, he saved him from a hefsid moment, so what? But he's a mavriach harim in hefsid chavero. It's like someone who chases the lion away. He did it midaitos. Once he does it midaitos, there should be no chiv to pay. And third, says Taisus, v'chein meshiv aveda shenosn lo schoro kepoel bata. Gemara in Bav Metzia says that nosn lo schoro kepoel bata. Someone picks the aveda up. So the Mishnah says, hoya bata lo misela, no sin laschar, right? Mishnah in Bav Metzia. Mishnah daf lamed amid beis. Hayabatam isela, lo yomer lo ten li isela, ela no sin laschar kepol batal. Person made a lot of money. He's an investment banker, and he found an aved in the street, so he's misbatal from his malacha. He can't demand his salary. But he can get paid kischara, he can get paid kepol. Nosin l'schor kepoil. It's paid like a poil. What does it mean, poil? So the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says, kepoil bottle shall osa malacha de bottle mino. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That means that even a person who makes a lot of money, he likes a vacation. Right? He likes a vacation. He's willing to take a salary cut, as long as he doesn't have to work. But he's not willing to take a salary cut to zero. Right? He's willing to make less money if he can take some time off. So you got to give him the amount of money that he'd be willing to take for the malacha that he's doing. Right? He's working very hard. He's working long hours. So it's backbreaking work. So if you tell him that he doesn't have to do the job, he'll be happy and he'll take that option. But he's not going to not want to be paid. He wants to be paid, but he's willing to not be paid as much as his full salary, as long as he can get paid something. But he gets schar, right? The Meshiv Aveda does get schar kepol bata. To frek taisvis lo amid lehevikim avriachari ba'alma v'lo yivel klum. You don't say he's dachem avriachari ba'alma. He's taking this. He's saving the aveda midaita. So if he's doing it midaita, he's a avriachari. So why should he get schar for that? Why should he get schar for that? He's dachem avriachari ba'alma. Ve'ein lo amid lebechol hanu avadad min adinoy apot mikol makom takana sachamu sheyishalim lo kedesh yashiv avedaso shel chavero. Maybe you'll say that the tzara shav of all these three cases is that really me'ikar adin yipata. He is a mavriachari. Since it's midaito, he is a mavriachari. Maybe minat Torah, he should be pata. But maybe it's a takanas chacham. Maybe it's just a takanas chacham. It's a din d'rabana that he gets the schar. Why? Because the chachamim wanted him to be matzel, the aveda of the friend, the aveda mamish, the chamor, right? The pikodon, right? Chazal wanted him to be matzel, so they pushed him. They said that if he's matzel, then he'll get the tzitzit. So then the Rabbanah, maybe it's just a takana sacham. Aval pareh chovo ein lanu lasus takana al zeh. But pareh chovo, what's the reason for a takana? It's not like he's losing the money. He'll pay the money himself. He'll pay up the chov himself. It's not like the hefzit's coming on. If the hefzit's coming on, so Chazal made a takana sachamim to be matzah the person from the hefzit. But parei chovo, maybe you'll say there's no takana de rabbanim because the hefzit's not coming on. So there was no takana sacham. So it says Taz, you can't say that. The ha'ocha b'shmaitin mashma the yihave midayta b'chashim avi achariv lahaya notel klum avu b'shumatzah chaveru. Min ha-hefzid lo asu takana. In our situation, if the behemoth falls into the gina, so if it were midaita, we call the bala tvua mavriachari, even though he is saving the bala behemoth from hefzid. So you see that even if there is hefzid, there is no takana sacham. It's not just a takana sacham. If it will be a takana sacham, so then over here there should have been a takana as well, but there is no takana. So if there's no takana over here, so why should he get his schar in those three cases? Okay, this is Tosis cash. Does everyone get the cash? Michael?
Just to clarify, we can't say that answer first time
because the purpose of the takana sacham would have been to save the person from a hefzid. So if you make a takana sachamim in those three cases, you should make a takana sachamim in our situation as well. You're also saving him from a hefzid. Yet we see that the right. But if it would have been midaita, we'd say that he's a mavri achari, and then you'd be potem elisham, even though he's saving him from a hefzid.
You'd still say potem elisham even if there was that.
No, if it were midaito, then you'd say patam. Only if it's midaito would you say it's patam ilashalim. Because it's not midaito, it's not a mavriachari, and that's why it's chai. But if it would be midaito, then it would be a mavriachari, and it'd be patam ilashalim. Even though you are saving him from a hefzid, you're saving the bala bahima from a hefzid. So you see, Chazal didn't make a takanas chachamim just because he's having him from a hefzid. So why over there? Aveda, shalmachinam, makdim barom of umaklis. Why over there? Is he not a schar? He's doing it midaito. He is a mavriachari. If he's a mavriachari, then he shouldn't be able to take the schar. So what's going on over there? The niralari says tais v'si yisod. The mavriachari sheno not a schar. Hainu kashena davar bar shiyavo lidei hefzid. Kigon shahari rochok ve'en yodea im yavo kan ha'ari im lav. Ve'en matzilo elo mid'ogo u'minapachat shedorek shema yavo. Maviachari is only where the person, where the matzil, is not saving from a vadai hefzid. A vadai hefzid on the part of the nitzol. Until now we've been talking about islay pseida, less lay pseida on the part of the mavriach. But now the Ri is saying, Maviachari, who doesn't get a schay, yepotem elishalim, that's only if it's not a dover bor that the nitzol is going to be nifsed. The hefzid is not clear. So what's he saving him from if the hefzid is not clear? He's saving him from the oga, from tsar, from pachat. He's concerned that maybe there'll be a hefzid coming. It's not a sure thing. It's not a sure bet that the hefzid's coming. But he's knowing, he's mitzdayer, he's concerned that the hefzid might come, and the matzil saves him from that de oga. That's mavri acharim min nefzah chaver, that yipotem elishalim. Havlim adav, bor shiyov li de hefzid, li de drisas, v'ari yo matzil mipi, ari atzmo. If it's a davar bara that the ari is going to come, it's a davar bara that the hefzid is going to be there. Or forget about the hefzid coming. If the lion is mamish there, eating the sheep, and you save the sheep from the lion's mouth, osvadei not aschara. But in that situation, avadei you're going to get schara. Kmo shatav nor chamor chaveiro. Like the case of shatav nor, there you're saving the person from avadei hefzid. Zaptais is even though we said that anytime it's midaito, it's mavi achari yepatim l'shalem. That's only if the hefzid for the nitzol is not bar. But if there's a vadai hefzid for the nitzol, then a vada, the matzil is going to get his schar. A vada, the matzil is going to get his schar. And in those three cases, the shoma that's makdim b'rom of maklus, the inish ba'alma, who's makdim b'rom of maklus b'schar, shatav nor chamor v'chamor chavero, meshiv aveda, in all these cases, the hefzid to the bailam is a davar bar. So the hefzid is a davar bor. He's not a mavri achari. The din of mavri achari minifse chaver potem elishan doesn't apply to him, even though it's midait. All right, what's the din in our sugya? What's the din in arson? It says Tosis, Vayach l'shmaitan mayrishe hitzilu yirokas mitzar ba'alma. Shein ba'ala behem erotzu shetechovi behem to ba'oretz v'tetztar. Ava bishlo hayu damea nifchosim b'kachu. L'kach haya nechshev avi achari yihavim midaito. What's the case in our sugya? That the Bala Tvua is saving the behemah. Right? His Tvua is saving the behemah. It's not midaito. He doesn't realize it's happening, but he's saving the behemah from something. What's he saving him from? So we thought he's saving the behemah from hefsid, from nezek, that the behemah is going to break its bones. So says Tosis, no, that's not what we're talking about. He's saving the owner from mitzar. He's saving the behemah from mitzar. The owner doesn't want his behemah to be mitzar. That's what we're talking about. There's certain da'oga on the part of the Bailim. There's a tzar that he's saving him from, but not hefsid. It's not a real hezek. Because if he would be saving from hefsid, then the teretz of the Gemara wouldn't work. That even if it's midaito, he's not a mavriach hari if you're saving the nitzol from a hefsid vaday, a hefsid bar. So it's got to be a situation where the tvua, the yerek, is not saving him from a hefsid vada, right? It's not a hefsid to the animal. It's just a tzar. It's a tzar ba'alma. So because it's just a tzar ba'alma, if it would have been midaito, that would be called a mavriach hari minach sechaver, and you'd be part of milushalom. That's Tosis. And then Tosis obviously has to pedal back to Parei Chovot to fit it in. We're going to get back to that part of Tosis later. This is the Yesod of Tosis. What emerges from Tosis? Two important nakudas. First of all, Tosis Havona in the Sugya, two Lashonos of the Gemara. And secondly, Tosis Big Yesod, the Riz Yesod, to answer the three Kashas. Right, first of all, Tosis says that the two Lashonos of the Gemara working together, that the only time, right, when is he called a Mavriach Harim Minich Sechaver and you be Patim L'Shalim? Either or, that either it's Midaito or if it's Les Leib Seder, if the Mavriach doesn't have any Hefsi, that'll be called a Mavriach Harim and you'll be Patim L'Shalim. The only time that we'll say that he's not a Mavriach Harim and Yechayv L'Shalim, that's if you have both. If it's both Shalom Midaito and it's Is Leib Seder to the Matzil, so then he's not a mavriach harim minich sechaver. The din doesn't apply. He's viewed like he's mahana es chavero, and then there's a chiyuv to pay him for his efforts. But says the Ri, there's one exception to the rule that even if he's matzil midaito, right? Even if he's matzil midaito, there still will be a chiyuv to pay in one circumstance: if the hefsid to the nitzol is a davar bar, right? If the hefsid to the nitzol is a davar bar, even if he's mavriach harim midaito, there's still a chiyuv to be mishalim. Okay, so these are the yesodos that emerge from Tosfos. Question is, what's Tosfos saying? What's the svara behind the Tosfos saying? What's the svara behind the whole sugya? To answer Tosfos, to try to explain Tosfos, we first have to take a step back. What's this concept mean? Avriach harim yinef sechaver is potem l'shalim. Why should it be potem l'shalim? If I were to ask you whether someone should have to pay another individual who chases the lion away from his herd, I think we all agree you should have to pay him. He's mahana him. He's giving him mahanah. So what kind of a strange notion is this? No. Avriach harim yinef sechaver is potem l'shalim. What kind of a strange idea is this? So what's the svar? Why should he be potem l'shalim? What do you think? Isn't he mahana him? What's the svar to say that he's potem l'shalim? Anyone? Some of the Rishonim, yes, Daniel.
Future hefsid.
It's a future hefsid.
Like there's no hefsid like at the moment right now. So someone in the future, like the kid in the Bachel will come in the future. Collect from him, so there's no actual hefsid right now.
Okay, but if he ultimately saved him, right? So he is mahana him, right? If the lion is coming, it's a future hefsid. The lion is coming, and he saved him from the lion. So then Lechora, you should have to pay him, no? Shouldn't he have to pay him?
It could be that later on he will have the money anyways. Like he'll get $100.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's not clear that there's a hefsid. So once it's not clear that there's a hefsid, even though he does something for him, he shouldn't have to pay him. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I want more. Yes?
He knows that this is going to happen anyway, so he didn't ask him to run after the animal.
Didn't ask him to run after, but he's still mahana him. So if he's still mahana him, why shouldn't he have to pay? If he's paying up his chov, he's paying up the chov.
This happens all the time, so he knows that he'll lose a couple animals here or there because lions do come by his farm.
But losing the animals is a hefsid for him, so why shouldn't he have to pay? Yes.
I
It's more of a mitzvah. Oh, Aldexak. Who says that? That's yours? Rashi. Okay, so we first have to start with Rashi. Okay, don't steal from Rashi. I'm not accusing you. Okay, what does Rashi say? Ema, right? The third line in Rashi. Ema, hai bala sode, mavriya chari minich se chaverahu, shehitzel es behemes chaveru shlo nechbeda bekarka. The Ema hochanami, maybe I should say that the bala sode, before this, I'm sorry. Avul nechbeta ema mavriya chari minich se chaverahu, ma shenen is nami la mishalim. The havmin of the Gemara is that if nechbeta, then the bala behema shouldn't have to pay the bala karka bichlal. Why? He's just a maviyach harim minich sechaver. There's no chiyav l'shalim. Why not? Says Rashi, mitzvah hu da'ovid umidi lo lishko. Mitzvah hu da'ovid. He's doing a mitzvah for him. Maviyach harim, saving him from a hefzid. He's doing a mitzvah. So I would think there's no chiyav tashlomin in such a case. Kamashmon, there is a chiyav tashlomin. It's not a maviyach harim, there is a chiyav tashlomin. So Rashi gets us rolling, but he doesn't finish the job. So what that he's doing a mitzvah? Okay, he's doing him a mitzvah, but he's mahanahim too. So even if he's doing a mitzvah, but because he's nena from this individual, why shouldn't he be chayav to pay him for the hana? So this individual is doing a mitzvah, the mavriach is doing a mitzvah, but the nitzol is nena. So if he's nena l'chor, he should have to pay him for that hana. So the Shach in Choshen Mishpat explains Rashi. Shach, you'll get to it at the end of the Maram HaKomis. Shach explains that Rashi means to say that he's doing a mitzvah. His focus is the mitzvah. Once there is a mitzvah, then we assume that the Mavriach Hari is focused on the mitzvah. And he's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. Aye, but he's Mahana, the other individual, and the person should be chayav to pay him. Yes, Hitaka should be chayav to pay him, despite the fact that the matzil is doing a mitzvah. He really should be chayav to pay him. What Rashi has in mind is that if the matzil is doing a mitzvah, then he doesn't care about the hana. He doesn't care about the tashlumin. What's the word for that? Right, what does he do for the tashlumin? What's he feeling about this tashlumin? He is moichel. Who said that? He's moichel, the nitzol from the tashlumin moment. He's moichel him on the moment. Right, it's not a hocus pocus that he's doing a mitzvah, so therefore there's no chiyuv moment. There is a chiyuv moment over here. There should have been a chiyuv tashlumin moment. But the maviach hari is moichel him on the tashlumin moment, because he's doing a mitzvah, so he's focused on the mitzvah, he's mechaven for the mitzvah, so once he's mechaven for the mitzvah, he doesn't care about the tashlumin, he wants to do the mitzvah, that's it. He wants to do the mitzvah to save the other individual from the hefzid. So that's how the Shach understood Rashi. Bemis is not just a Rashi, even if Rashi doesn't mean this, there are other Rishonim that cannot say this beferish, that there's a mechila over here. Kemat? There are other Rishonim that say it beferish. But that's the reason. Mavriya Harim Nech Sechavir is Patim El HaShalim. Who says that? Who says? The Rosh. Who said that?
Rafi.
Exactly. The Rosh and the Gilyan on the side of the Gemara and the Doran. The Rosh says that Mavriya Harim Nech Sechavir is Patim El HaShalim because of Mechila. But the Rosh is on the side of the Gemara. It's not in the back of the Gemara. Perish HaRosh. At the Piske HaRosh. There's also a rush in the back of the Gemara, but there's a Perish HaRosh on the side of the Gemara. Alma, Avruche Ari Ba'almahu, Aparei Chobosh HaChaver, O Choshev Mavriach Ari, Me'er the Chaver, She'enu Chayev Liten Lo Al Zescha. Porei Achov Onami, Enu Chayev L'Shalim, Umochil Lo, De Ilo Nimtza Mehaneu. Says the Rosh, obviously you got to say the Parei Lechovo, there has to be a Mechila, because if there's no Mechila, then the Madir is going to be Mahana the Mudir Hana, and then it's going to be also for the Mudir Hana to get Hana for the Madir. So it must be that he's Moichel him to pay him for the Hana. So it's viewed as though the Mudir is not getting Hana from the Madir. Right? It's viewed as though he's not getting Hana from the Madir. If he's Moichel him on that Hana, it's like he's not deriving benefit from him, because he's Moichel him. He's Moichel him. So the Rosh says, that's how the Shach understood Rashi. It's the simple understanding. Mavriach Hari Minech Sechavir is Potem El Shalem because there's a Mechila. Because he's doing a mitzvah. His Kavona is Dafka for the mitzvah. There's an Umdana. Right? There's an Umdana in the Das of the Matzil. That his Kavona is only to be Matzil as Chavero from the Hefzid. His Kavona is L'Shem Mitzvah. And he's Moichel on the Tashlumei moments. It's viewed as though he's not Mahanahim. So because he's not Mahanahim, there's no chiv to pay for the Hanah. Eitan.
Why shouldn't we see the same sorrow
for Rabbi Yosef by Shomer Avedim. The second answer in the Gemara was that Rachman Shede Bat Korcha, which we say was that there's a Schar Mitzvah here. So Shomer said he's picking up the Aveda.
Rachmana Shivde Bakarchet is a Schar Mitzvah. That's one opinion of the Mefarshim, right? The Pnei Yeshua has such an idea, but the Chasam Sofer and others didn't learn like that. That's different. No?
I'm saying, according to the people who learn that way, so shouldn't we say the same idea that we should assume that he's doing it with the Kavanah of Mitzvah, and therefore the Stam is going to be Mocha on the Schar Mitzvah? And then he's not getting any.
So he shouldn't get Schar from the Baal. He shouldn't be treated like a Shomer Sofer. Because he's getting a Schar Mitzvah. So therefore he wants, again, he's getting Schar Mitzvah, so he's moichel the payment for the Schar Mitzvah. He's moichel the payment from the Bailam. If he gets paid, is he not going to get the Schar Mitzvah? But by getting paid as a Shomer Sofer, he's going to lose the Schar Mitzvah.
So he'll be moichel on like the other elements, but he's just going for a mitzvah.
I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I'm not sure. Okay, this is one way to look at the sugya. Does that work out according to Tosfos? I don't think so. I don't think Tosfos is learning like this. Nochamol, if you say maviacharim minech sechaveras patim l'shalem, because there's a mechila. So what must you need to be called a maviacharim? Which element is absolutely necessary if you hold it? There's a mechila going on over here. Think about it, Josh. Better? To assume that there's a mechila going on over here, which element must you have? Das. It's got to be midaito. Right? If it's not midaito, he's not mochel anything. Right? There should be no situation where you can call him mavriachari if it's shalom midaito. Right? If you hold mavriachari minach sechaveres patim l'shalim because he's mochel him, l'chora you need it to be midaito, because if it's not midaito, he's not mochel anything. So does that work out with Tosfos? Not really. Because Tosfos says that to be called a Mavriachari, you need either Midaito or less like Pseida. Tosfos holds that you can be Mavriachari even if it's Shalom Midaito, as long as it's less like Pseida. The only time that it's not a Mavriachari is if you have both Shalom Midaito and Isle Pseida. But if you have less like Pseida, right? If it's less like Pseida to the Mavriach, even if it's Shalom Midaito, that is you will be patur milshalim. If you learn mavriacharim minech sechaver as patur milshalim because of mechila, how can he be a mavriachari? How can he be patur milshalim if it's shalom midaito? Where's the mechila over here? Where's the mechila, Zach? Where's the mechila? Shalom midaito. Where's the mechila? It's dachpilei plai. The Chora Tosis is not learning like the Rashi. He's not learning like the Shach's understanding within Rashi. That's how the Shach understood Rashi. You don't necessarily have to learn Rashi like that, but that's how the Shach understood Rashi. But the Rashi was certainly learning like that. I don't think Tosfos learned like that. But if Tosfos is learning like that, then how can he suggest that you can be called a Mavriacharim Minech Sechaver and the Nitzo will not have to pay, even if it's Shalom Yidaito, as long as less like Pseida, even if it's Shalom Yidaito, it's Potom Milashalim. Well, what kind of Potom Milashalim? They can't be a Mechil if it's Shalom Yidaito. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, how can the Re have this Yesod that even if it's midaito, when the din of maviachari minach sechaver should apply, but if there's a hefsid borer to the nitzol, if the maviachari is saving the nitzol from a hefsid borer, so then there's a chiyav l'shalom. The yesod is that maviachari minach sechaver is always potter because there's a mechila. He's focused on the mitzvah. He's always focused on the mitzvah. The matzil is always focused on the mitzvah. So he's moichel the tashlumei mamen. So even if there's a hefsid bar, you see, he's focused on the mitzvah. He's focused on the mitzvah, so he doesn't care about the tashlumei mamon. What does it matter if there's a hefsid bar or not a hefsid bar? So what? Maishla. He's focused on the mitzvah. He's focused on the mitzvah. So it's meichel on the tashlumei mamon. What's this hefsid bar that Tosfos is saying? Bori hezeka, somehow that changes everything. Even though it's midaito, there's a chiyav l'sham. Why? If it's midaito, he's doch maviacharim minech sechaveru. He's moichel the other person on the tashlumei mamon. So you shouldn't have to pay him. So what's Tosfos saying? What's the Re saying? It's doch pilei plai. Doch pilei plai. So to answer Tosfos, try to understand Tosfos, we're going to have to give a new understanding. We're going to have to say maviacharim minech sechaveru is patur milshalim, not because of the mechila. There has to be something else going on over here. Tosfos must have some kind of other svar. Tosfos must assume mitzad hadin There's no chiyuv l'shalim. It's not hadin. It's not that there's an umdana in the das of the individual that he wants to be mocha, that he's focused on the mitzvah. No, somehow mitzad hadin, because he's doing a mitzvah, we look at it as though he's not mahana the other individual. He's not mahana the other individual. And because he's not mahana the other individual, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. It's not that he's moicha the chiyuv tashlumin. No, there is no chiyuv tashlumin. There's something going on over here that removes the chiyuv tashlumin because there's a mitzvah involved. There's something going on that removes the chiyuv tashlumin, and that's why there's no chiyuv to pay. So to better understand this, we have to look at the Gemaras. We have to look at the Gemara and Daf Chaf. Look at other Gemaras to understand what's this chiyuv to pay someone for being mahani. If Reuven is nene from Shimon, so now there's a chiyuv on Reuven to pay Shimon. What's that chiyuv? What are the parameters of that din? What situations are there that even if a person is nene from another individual, he's not chayav to pay for the hana? There are circumstances where he's not going to be chayav to pay for the hana. So if you better understand what the circumstances are that you're not chayav to pay for the hana, perhaps we can get a better grasp on Shitas Tosis in this sukkah.